Right, the rest of you are on your own this morning. I was only helping Felicity. So, we found baby Jesus. That's good, isn't it? I wonder, what must it have been like for Jesus to leave heaven? To be born as a tiny, helpless baby, dependent on us mere humans for his care. But because he came, we can have a Merry Christmas today. And I think the singing company are going to come and sing Merry Christmas, everyone. Isabella, before you sit down, could you come and put the baby Jesus in our manger scene over there, please? It's on the floor. There should be a piece of blue tack on the side there, just to tack him into the centre of our picture. So on the floor, if you leave that one there, sweetheart, on the table, yeah, if you leave that one. And then the ones we coloured in Sunday school last week are in that packet on the floor down there. So after the plan was made, we had the announcement of what the plan was all to be. And I think we've got to... Oh, Julia's coming to read the next Bible reading for us. Thank you.
The birth of Jesus Christ. The mother of Jesus Christ was Mary, and this is how the birth of Jesus came about. Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, but before they married, she learned that she was going to have a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband, Joseph, was a good man. He didn't want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about this, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, you will name the Son Jesus. Give him that name, as he will save his people from their sins. All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. This name means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. Joseph married Mary.
So for our next part of the story, we need to look for Mary and Joseph. We've got a Mary somewhere, haven't we? Isla, you're Mary this morning, aren't you? While we sing our next song, we are singing a song, aren't we? Yeah. While we sing our next song, could you please look around the hall and find Mary? She's wearing a blue dress, just like you're wearing. And then I need a Joseph. Do we have a Joseph? Okay, Riga, do you think you could help me out and just look for Joseph? You can't look for Joseph. Ewan. Isabella's volunteering Ewan. That was a quick no from Ewan. Ewan, all you've got to do is go and find Joseph. Oh, Isla, you might have to find both. Or is Ava going to help? Perfect. We've got the angel looking for Joseph. Who else? So Joseph is wearing a blue robe and a brown cloak. He doesn't have a crook. Okay. And we're going to sing Away in a Manger.
Well done. There we go. Good job, girls. Thank you very much. You don't sit back down here. I know you come down.
applause for our search as well. So, Mary, a very young girl who was chosen by God, and both Mary and Joseph had so much to face that they probably didn't really understand what was ahead of them. They had to deal with what others might think of them. And I wonder how their family and friends received their news. We don't hear about that, but I wonder what they thought. Now, I've got some good news to share with you as a core family this morning, because our YP band, we see changing faces, don't we, as our young people get older throughout the years and new members come up. And we've got two of our young people who are learning to play instruments. Now, one of them, Connor, has been practicing hard. Glenys is teaching him, but he's been away all week at school residential. Yeah, did you have a good week? Yeah, but he hasn't had time to practice to play for us this morning. But I think we've heard Connor before anyway, this time last year, didn't we? But we have a new learner, and that's Regan. Do you want to give us a wave? Now, Regan has allowed Ben, who's teaching him, well, it might not have been Ben who videoed, it might have been Mum. Somebody has videoed Regan learning to play, and we're going to listen to that right now.
3, 4.
And Regan, everyone is so pleased to hear that news that you are learning, and hopefully it won't be too long before we see you sitting here with Connor in the YP band. That would be lovely. Well done. Did you take your applause there? Did you take a bow? No. Oh, okay, but I can see you're smiling, so well done. So we've had baby Jesus and we've got Mary and Joseph. So we need to move on to the next part of our story. And Jess, she's holding her Bible. I think it's Jess that's coming to read.
At that time, Augustus Caesar sent an order that all people in the countries under Roman rule must list their names in a register. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to their own towns to be registered. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was now pregnant. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have the baby, and she gave birth to her first son. Because there were no rooms left at the inn, she wrapped the baby with pieces of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough.
So we're going to sing again. We're going to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Now, if John was up here, he'd be teaching the actions, wouldn't he? But I'm sure you know the actions by now. So we're going to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. But while we sing, we need to find some more characters for our story. We need to find 4 shepherds, 4 sheep, and an angel. So that means we need lots of hunting. Okay, young people, are you up for it? Brilliant. Our donkey's on the case as well. The donkey's going to go and look for the shepherds and the sheep and an angel. So 4 shepherds, 4 sheep and an angel. Are we ready? Great. Off we go then. Oh, sorry, Ben. That was a bit luck, wasn't it? I knew I'd forget this bit. I just quickly looked down underneath. While we do this, we're going to take the offering up as well. So we're going to be a bit busy, aren't we? Yay, we found the angel already. Well done. So we're also going to take the offering up during this. Sorry, Ben. Over to you now.
Thank you.
Right, so we have got our shepherds. Now, I think before we hear the next part of our story, we've taken up the offering, and it's a really good time to say a little prayer, isn't it? So can we just, where we are, close our eyes and sit still, and we're going to say a prayer. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the wonder of Christmas. We thank you for Mary and Joseph. We thank you for the shepherds and the angels and the wise men still to come. And we know that you gave this fantastic news to them, but it's also here for us today. And as we bring our offerings to you today in worship, thanksgiving, just like the shepherds went to kneel before you, we give our gifts to you, and we ask you to bless our gifts. We ask you to bless us, the giver, and the people who will be receiving those. Amen. So sometimes we just take it for granted that Mary and Joseph went to the inn and the manger, that there was no room, actually the actual inn itself. There was no room for them to go and have a nice bed and a nice warm room, but they were sent to the stable. But you see, God didn't forget that part of the plan. That was on purpose, because if Jesus had been born in the inn or someone else's home, no doubtfully those shepherds wouldn't have gone to visit. But those shepherds, the people who were outcast in their society, those smelly shepherds from looking after the sheep, they were happy to go and visit at the stable, for that's where they felt at home. So God didn't forget part of his plan. It was all there, perfectly arranged. He chose to invite the lowly, to give the invitation to his son's birth. And today, as we think of perhaps those around us in our communities, there are many people who feel rejected, just like those shepherds. But God came because each and every one of us matter to him. He loves us, no matter what. And that's the whole point of the Nativity story. For in Romans chapter 5, we read, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for our sins, while we were still sinners." The next part of God's plan, the young people are going to come and sing a little song. Young people, you are going to come and sing a little song, aren't you? Because we've been practicing and we know how to do the twinkly star bit, don't we? Shall we come up? Wasn't that beautiful? Just like a host of angels singing, wasn't it? Right, somebody's going to come and read. Thank you, Jonah.
Jesus was born in Judea. This happened while King Herod was, king of Judea. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is this child who has been born king of the Jews? When we were in the east, we saw his star. Now we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about it, he was very upset. Everyone in Jerusalem was troubled too. So Herod called together all the chief priests of the people. He also called the teachers of the law he asked them where the Christ was going to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, "This is what the prophet has written. He said, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are certainly not the least important among the towns of Judah. A ruler will come out of you. He will be the shepherd of my people Israel.' Then Herod called for the wise men secretly. He found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem. He said, 'Go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, bring me a report. Then I can go worship him too.' After the wise men had listened to the king, they went on their way. The star they had seen in the east went ahead of them. It finally stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. The wise men went to the house. There they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and gave him gold, incense, and myrrh. But God warned him in a dream not to go back to Herod, so they returned to their country on a different road."
So I wonder who we've got to look for now. Who do you reckon? We have. The YP band are going to play to us, and I think Ben's going to come and introduce it. When they start to play, not until, when they start to play, we have got to find three wise men and one camel. We've already found one. So three wise men and a camel in a minute.
Okay, so the next piece that the YP band are going to bring to us is an arrangement of the traditional carol, "Once in Royal David City." And for many people, when they hear this sung by a lone choir boy at King's College, that is normally kind of when Christmas really starts for them. But this is a slightly more sort of contemporary arrangement by bandmaster Roger Trigg, but it also includes a couple of references to some other carols. So this is the YP band playing "Once in Royal David City."
Wise men didn't actually visit the manger scene, did he? The wise men, we hear, visited when Jesus was in a house, probably a toddler. But we can't have the nativity story without them because they are so important. So we have got our wise men included. I often wonder how they knew of the message of the Messiah. They weren't from that land. We read that they might have been from Babylon or Persia, not necessarily somewhere that they would have known of the coming Messiah. But we read in Micah in chapter 5, "And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." They found out and they went to worship. They followed that star that led them to the baby Jesus. God planned it all so perfectly. We started with a reading from John, and our final reading is also from the book of John. John chapter 1, verse 14 to 17. "So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father." John pointed him out to the people. He shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'Someone is coming who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before I did.' We have all benefited from the rich blessings he brought to us. One gracious blessing after another." And so we have come full circle right back to Jesus. The wonder that God's Son stepped down out of heaven to become Emmanuel, God with us. He took on flesh while still being God. He was the Son of God, fully God, and the Son of Man, fully man. He came to live. He came to die for our sin. He came to rise again, and he will return. The wonder of God's love for us, his love for each of us. The Nativity story is a story of joy and hope, and may the wonder of it all never grow old for us. The youth have got a more modern version to help us this morning.
Thank you. I mean, I always have this. Okay, so, got to lay everything out, ready for my guests. Here we go. Got some cups for some drinks and stuff. Here we go. Ooh. I came very well prepared. There we go. And also some snacks, because I know I have some guests who quite like snacks. So I've got some Pringles. Let's open these up. Okay, well, I've got to take a quick selfie beforehand just to be birthdays and such. There we go, look at that. Look at that. I mean, that is an amazing self-matrimony profile picture. Okay, right. Got to get prepared. I think everything is ready. Just got to get some feeling the beat and stuff. Oh, hi. Thank you so much for coming. Oh, my God. A present. Thank you so... Okay, well, there's some drinks and stuff. Oh, thank you for bringing some schlur. Ooh. I really love that. That's like my favourite flavour, so I'd love to get some, just have a drink there. Well, there's snacks and stuff. Don't feel free to just be like partying to this music. I'd love a drink if you don't mind. Do you want to take a selfie? You can feature on my Instagram. I'm going to be posting later. Oh, there's somebody else. Hi, thank you so much for coming. This is Susanna. Don't know if you know her. Oh, thanks for the present. I love presents. Matchmakers. Wow, I love matchmakers. We all know that. Oh, thanks. Oh, I'd really like one. Oh, wow, thanks so much. There's also Pringles and other drinks and stuff. Oh, I'd have a drink. I don't have a drink. So that's... Want a drink or something? My brother, Jonah!
Oh, Jonah!
Wow, thanks for the gift. I mean, you know, you've known me for all these years, my brother and stuff. Do you want some drinks and stuff? I know you love the drinks. This is my presents. Do you want me to take them? I can take them and just put them somewhere else. Help yourself to some drinks and things. Julia, my youth... Oh, guests? I didn't... Hi, thank you. Help yourself to drinks and snacks. I got them. I spent my life's wage on those. If you'd like to help yourself. Oh, I love games. Oh, games. I love games. Yes, yeah, my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Oh, I'll be so good at this. Okay, I'm ready. It's hard to hear over this music. Oh, I know it. I so know it. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem. It's a Little Town of Bethlehem. I mean, I got there first, but that's fine. That's fine. I mean, do you want to... Oh, don't worry about spilling your drink all over the floor. I mean, it's not like... I'll have a drink. Don't worry about spilling it. I'll have a drink. I'll have a drink. Who even is this person? I mean, that's not... I'll have the presents. They're mine. Thank you.
So... who will you be like at Christmas? Will you be like Susanna, who did all she could to ignore whose birthday it was? Will you be like Ewan, who just seems to like all the food that comes with the party? Will you be like Jonah, who just wanted to look at the presents? Will you be like Claire and I, who just love a party? Don't really understand why, but we just love the party. Or will you be like Libby? And will you remember whose birthday it is this Christmas?
People celebrate Christmas, but they don't celebrate Jesus. But you see, without Jesus, I'm not quite sure what some people are looking at. For our scene, there's just a group of people gathered, and there's no point to it. There's nothing to worship, there's nothing to celebrate, there's nothing to sing about. Without Jesus, there's a piece missing. And the story is incomplete. Christmas is impossible without Christ. And as we have reflected, Jesus has been in the plan since the beginning. Christ is Christmas, and Christmas is for each one of us. But Jesus is no longer lying in the manger. There are many stories which follow on. Stories we can read of throughout the rest of the Bible. Stories that tell of his life, of his death, of his resurrection, and where he lives today. So you see, if you're looking for Jesus today, you won't find him in the manger. Alicia, could you come and bring a reading to us, please?
If you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm right there where you are. You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from your list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find I'm waiting there for you. You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name. Love, Jesus.
The young people are going to come and sing again in a moment. Then after that, the YP will have a prayer and then the YP band will finish our service. As the band play their final piece, I've got some hearts, and I'm going to ask some of the young people. I need four young people to come and help give them out. Those hearts, you can take one home. You can hang it on your Christmas tree if you want to. And when you look at that heart, may it remind you that Jesus is no longer in the manger, but Jesus wants to come and live in your heart. And hopefully that's where he can be found this Christmas time. Our young people are going to come and sing. Now, if you haven't been in Sunday school to rehearse it, it doesn't matter. If you can ring some bells, come and join us with this song. Shall we just pray? Dear God, help us to keep our focus first on Christ this season. Please forgive us for giving too much time and attention on other things. Thank you that this morning we have had time to reflect again on what Christmas is really all about. Thank you that you came to give new life, peace, hope, love, and joy. Help us to remember that the gift of Christ is our greatest treasure, and it's not just for Christmas, but for the whole year through. Fill us with your joy. In Jesus' name, amen.